USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats and Republicans are still trying to negotiate a deal on infrastructure. The newest proposal is $1 trillion. Democrats want to increase taxes on wealthier individuals. Republicans want to use unspent COVID relief funds. President Biden said he'd like to see bipartisan action on infrastructure, but next week, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer will start exploring reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to only need more than 50% to pass the bill. The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 55-year-old man was arrested after allegedly assaulting California Governor Gavin Newsom as he made an appearance at an Oakland pizza restaurant. CHP, which provides security for the governor, said the Berkeley, California man was taken into custody. In a statement, they said the governor was approached by an aggressive individual. Members of the governor's security detail removed the governor from the situation. They said the man was booked into the Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, California, for investigation of resisting an executive order and assaulting a public official. Newsom didn't appear injured or disturbed by the alleged assault, later saying that different people have different ways of saying hello. A woman who identified herself as the suspect's sister said her brother is a homeless man with severe mental health problems. She told KABC-TV that the charges against him are consistent with his past charges and past behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A soldier that was killed in the Korean War was finally laid to rest. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Robert Seislinger was 28 years old when he died just 6 days after Thanksgiving in 1950 while serving in the Korean War. The 28-year-old Army First Lieutenant reportedly died fighting enemy forces in North Korea. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says his remains could not be recovered. But 3 years ago, his remains were among those in 55 boxes the North Koreans turned over to the U.S. The Pittsburgh native laid to rest Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, also awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart, over 100 family and friends in attendance. Still, over 7,600 Americans who fought in Korea remain unaccounted for. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Catholic Church is looking into pro-abortion politicians and communion. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Catholic bishops agreed to prepare a document that would lay out conditions under which Catholic politicians who support abortion rights, including President Biden, may be denied communion. The measure drawing objections from the Vatican and Pope Francis's strongest allies among the U.S. bishops. President Biden's reaction to the news?
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going
to
happen.
The document will be up for debate, subject to amendments, and will be voted on at the group's next meeting in November. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.